Welcome to another episode of the Lectio Divina Scripture Prayer Meditation Podcast. For instructions on how to do a Lectio Divina, please listen to episode 0. Now take some deep breaths and sit in silence as you prepare your heart to receive God's word for you today. Lord, open our hearts to your leaning today. Give us ears to hear you, eyes to see you, and spirits to worship you. Invade our time so that we are compelled to draw near to you. Today we are meditating on Matthew 6, verses 1 through 4. As I read our scripture for today, listen for a word or short phrase from God. Allow it to rise to the surface as the Holy Spirit moves in your heart. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. As I read the passage again, meditate on the word or phrase that God gave you in the first reading. Say it out loud, journal it, imagine yourself in the scene. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Listen again as the scripture is read a third time. Pray that word or phrase back to God. Ask Him how to live that word or phrase in your life today. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. As I read the scripture for the final time, sit in silence, resting in the word that God gave you today. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. This week's public prayer of the church is titled, Work in Us True Obedience. Almighty, eternal, and righteous God, we humbly thank you for revealing your divine will to us in your law about what we should do and what we should avoid. We also humbly pray for Christ's sake that you would work in us true obedience. Graciously forgive us all our sins of negligence, and strengthen and lead us by your Holy Spirit, that we begin to serve you in new obedience here, until we come to complete holiness before you in that life to come, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.